From Spark and Anvil and Cypherforge, this is SIFT in Chapter 1 of the Cypherforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
SIFT was a small hound. She wasn't a puppy, but not quite grown up either. Her fur was a mix of warm brown and creamy white. Her ears were long and floppy. They bounced when she moved. SIFT always carried two things. One was a tiny magnifying glass. The other was a small folded card. This card was her special treasure. It showed all the English letter frequencies. E was the most common, then T, then A. It also listed common letter pairs, things like TH, HE, and N. SIFT had quick eyes. She was great at spotting patterns. She loved finding little clues. These clues helped her figure things out. You might have met SIFT before, maybe in a different place. She's the same SIFT from Escape Forge. Remember the puzzles there? The ones where you looked for patterns? That was SIFT's job. Here in Cypherforge, she teaches us something new. She shows us how to break secret codes. It's the same character, just a different kind of adventure.
SIFT is all about frequency analysis. That's a fancy name. It just means looking for patterns. She uses patterns in letters. She looks at letter pairs. She even checks whole words. This helps her crack secret messages. English has its own special patterns. They show up even in coded messages. Imagine a secret message. You don't know what it says, but you can count the letters. What if Q shows up the most? And you know E is the most common letter in English, then Q probably stands for E. See how that works? You just keep going. Find the next most common letter. Guess what it stands for? Most simple codes break this way. SIFT can crack them in minutes. It's like magic, but it's just math. SIFT never said cracking codes was only for super smart people. Anyone can do it, she'd bark. Every secret code has a tell. She meant a little clue. The patterns in a normal message, she'd explain, they usually sneak into the coded message. Frequency analysis works great on simple codes, like ones where each letter just swaps for another. It even helps with harder codes, codes like Visionaire, but only after you find a special key. It also helps with Playfair codes. You look at letter pairs for those. But listen up, SIFT would warn. It doesn't work on all codes. Modern codes are different. They are made to hide patterns. They flatten everything out. So frequency analysis won't help there. The big lesson, SIFT would say, is that you need the right tool. The code you're breaking tells you which trick to use.
SIFT had a special way to teach. She broke down frequency analysis into easy steps. First, she showed us her card. Look at these numbers, she'd say. These are the English letter frequencies. She pointed to E. E is the champion. It shows up the most. Then T, then A. She made us memorize them, or at least know the top five. Next, she'd talk about letter pairs. TH, HE, IN, she'd list. These are super common. If you see two letters together a lot, check your list. She called them digraphs. Then came the short words. The, and, of, she'd bark. These little words are everywhere. If you can decode just one, it helps a ton. Her first big trick was simple. Find the letter that appears most often in your secret message. That letter is probably E. She'd make us try it. We'd count all the letters. Then we'd make our first guess. After that, we'd test our guesses. If you decode a word and it says THQ, SIFT would say, your guess is probably wrong. But if it says the, you're on the right track. It was like a puzzle. Each correct guess helped solve the next part. SIFT always reminded us about modern codes. They are tricky, she'd say. They don't have these patterns, so frequency analysis won't work. She told us we'd learn other ways later, ways to break those super hard codes. And she'd often mention Escape Forge. Remember me there? She'd wag her tail. Same me. In Escape Forge, it's a game. Here, it's serious code breaking. She liked to make sure we knew. SIFT came from a small, quiet village. Her family had a very special job there. They were the village's letter sniffers. They were hounds, just like Sift. They could smell if a letter was real, or if it was a fake. It was a strange, important skill. Sift learned to pay attention to tiny details. She learned to spot things others missed. This was the same family as the Sift you know, the one from Escape Forge. They just had different jobs in different places.
When Sift was 22, she walked to Cypher Forge. It was a long journey. Cypher, the leader, met her at the gate. Cypher looked very serious. "What is frequency analysis?" Cypher asked. His voice was deep. Sift didn't even blink. "Every secret code has a tell," she said. Her tail gave a small wag. "The patterns in a normal message," she explained, "they always sneak into the coded message." She went on, "Frequency analysis breaks simple codes. It also helps with Vigenère codes. You need to slice them first. And it breaks Playfair codes. You just look for letter pairs." Sift paused. "But modern codes are different. They fight against patterns, so frequency analysis won't work on them." Cypher listened closely. He nodded slowly. "You are appointed," he said. Just like that, Sift had a new job, a very important job. Sift made sure everyone knew. "I'm in Escape Forge too," she'd tell new students.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sift. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.